Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Leader up the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you.
I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Friday night, the 16th and tonight, so we'll be fun. I just want to say I hope everyone had a good week. All I got to say about Faison coming back, holy shit, holy fucking shit. Someone needs to die now because I did not want that. That's not who I want back. And this on the record, people, I love Luke. I love him. I miss him. I want to look back. I think Dancing with the Stars is rigged after this week. For Gio to go home and Christy Alley over the slut, you know, that I want to call Sam Nicole, a Kelly Monaco, with the travesty, and it's wrong, and it's wrong on so many levels. I'm still mad, and I hope everyone got the link. And to call in, 347-850-8721. I will bring on my co-host, Kay. Hey, Kay.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah, it's rigged for sure. And yes, Faison, mm-hmm. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, you did.
Well,
I mean, because it was two. I mean, come on. It was obvious, but did we want it to be the psycho? No. Do we want the psycho to go away? I do. I do, because I'm sick of looking at him. He's ugly.
Well, he's ugly as sin.
If you want to bring a bad boy back, then we are supposed to, hey, bring back a cute one, people. Frank and Juan, bring back a cute one, not an ugly one. Come on, for the love of God.
Hello, Ted King Alcazar.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and the number is 347-850-8721, and I'm going to bring on Kathy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Kathy.
You feeling better?
Yeah, I'm just sore. Don't make me laugh tonight. No laughs.
Well, I can't promise that because you know you will.
We cannot promise that. That's like saying that we don't think Kelly Monaco and Sam Nicole are both sluts. Okay, so, sorry. Okay, and then I'm, okay, I think this is Silo. Silo?
No, Samantha.
Hey,
Samantha.
Samantha.
Oh, hey, Sam.
Hey.
Okay, and block number you're on, too.
Hello?
Block number?
Hello?
Hi, you're on?
It's Candace.
Hey, Candace, you never saw a bad block number.
I know.
I'm glad you...
Block it out for me.
You got something to hide, Candace. You're trying to be on the down low.
You're really someone else, and you just want to freak us out. Sorry.
TMZ is trying to follow me. I don't know.
Hey, I'm lucky I can get ABC to follow me.
But I'm pumped.
Candace, welcome to the party. I am glad you here. Oh, remember, you guys, stock up on Hostesses. Now they are going out of business, and I believe people should stock up.
I don't want to talk about it anymore, Carly. I cried today.
Okay, you know what, Candace? Candace, remember all my stuff? We talk about everything, maybe sex, maybe not.
I was going to say, just go up to Canada. Apparently Hostess Canada is okay, so you can get your ding-dongs and Twinkies up there.
Well, there's plenty of ding-dongs in America, Jesus.
Gonna do it.
Okay. Carrie, you're not helping Kathy at all.
Hey, I want her.
She's going to do it all night, too.
I know. And Rachel, you join the party. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, you guys. How y'all doing?
Hey,
Rachel.
Hi,
Rachel. Yes, but I just wanted to make the Hostess announcement just in case no one knew and people love Hostess, and I just want them to get a chance to buy it before they are gone, because if they find out they are gone before they got it, I don't want people saying, Carly, you knew and you didn't tell me. No, I do not want that reaction back.
So Susie Q can't put a spell on us anymore?
Don't worry, we'll still have little Debbie.
That's right.
Boo.
I do like the cupcakes. I didn't like the cupcakes.
Little Debbie has a pretty good knockoff of the Hostess swirly cupcake thingamajig. They're pretty good.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I didn't.
They're all right.
But Hostess has the best mini donuts. I don't care what anyone says.
I agree. Oh, and hi. Oh, God, am I going to say your name right? You guys in the
show. Hi, Una.
Thank you. Una, well, I didn't want to say her name wrong. That would be, so, okay, fine. I will get off the Hostess subject, but I just want to say
the only Hostess we're concerned about is the one you opened up the show with. Now let's move on.
I saw that on the news 15 minutes before I went to air, and I'm like, oh, God, this is not good.
Well, next Friday, I don't want to hear you tell me that Drake's is gone, too.
Oh, my God. Carrie?
Carrie, you okay?
She's driving me crazy. She's going to make me laugh all night, and it's painful.
Hey, okay,
no pain, no gain.
You should just hang up now, Kathy.
Yeah.
I probably should. No. I'll be listening on. I'll be listening anyway. So.
Okay. So, but okay. Let's get back to serious business.
Yeah. Can I just say one thing before we continue? I'm just waiting to see the milk carton. Have you seen my husband? Because that's all she does.
Oh my
God. He's out there somewhere. He's out there somewhere. I'm gonna find him. Emma's gonna be eating cornflakes, and you're gonna see Jason's picture. Have you seen my husband?
He busts out cornflakes.
And then out on the dock, staring at the river, to see if he sees the
sky. In the same spot, like as if the current wouldn't have taken him like a few miles downstream. I swear we're gonna see a milk carton with his picture. Have you seen me?
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're so funny. Oh, we got another call. Block calling you on there.
Yeah, this is me.
Hey.
Hey,
Emma.
Hey.
Hey, Emma.
Hey.
How are you, Emma?
Okay. I'm trying to find my cell phone.
Go get your hostess before they disappear.
Hey, Karen, you know what? I was just letting the American people know that, okay?
Oh,
I didn't want people to...
Don't you care about hostess?
Hey, I was just letting the American people know.
That's why I'm here.
So, hostess.
I think Daytime After Dark should do like a telephone or something to save the hostess.
Excuse me. Excuse me, you too, you guys.
Yeah.
Allie, you're never going to live this down.
Yeah. And I'll
Kathy, you're supposed to be on my side by now, and the Ben, and you being sick did not help me whatsoever. So get better now. Thank you. Okay. Really quick, let's have a Dancing in the Stars update because I believe... The correspondence should be put to work, and me get out of this hostess mess that I got myself in.
Well, go get your napkin and wipe off while Kathy does her thing. It's very simple. It's rigged, isn't it, Kathy?
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to say. Giles went home. I love him. And Christy Alley went home. She deserved to, but Giles did not. And
are you still wearing your black armband?
Yeah.
Jill, yeah, I don't think that was right either, that Jill's went home.
Hey,
yeah,
excuse me, I voted.
He went home? Oh, I didn't know.
I voted for Jill. I voted for everyone but Kimo, okay? I was trying to save Kathy Mann, okay? I tried.
Well, no. Kelly had higher scores because she got those 9 points from the week before in that marathon dance. So her scores were higher. She hasn't got one good thing. She hasn't got a 10 yet. Everyone else did.
Well, okay, I could say something really funny, but I won.
Yeah, don't do that.
Never stopped me before.
Well, I know, but
in all seriousness, how the hell do we know who gets the fan votes and who doesn't?
That's what I would like to know.
We've never known. I've always maintained this show is rigged. You guys are just realizing it now.
Hey, I'm slow. What do you want from me?
Uh-oh.
Good thing you're funny.
Well, you know, that one girl, I forgot her name, she said it was rigged. The soccer player, I think she was.
Oh, that girl.
Oh, you mean Hope Solo?
Yeah, she said it was Rick. She said it.
Yeah, she did say that.
Oh, come on. It has to be a little bit rigged.
But
yeah,
no,
she said it was rigged, she said, because they said something about... I can't remember exactly what she said, and she
said... She said something like wanting to keep her until a certain week. However, I think that's something like she said. Wasn't it like that?
I'm trying to remember exactly what they said. And then she said, oh, yeah, then we were on that next week.
Well, it makes sense. Think of it. I mean, Kelly Monaco, let's face it. Kelly Monaco has a leg up, pardon the pun, on everybody else here. She's an ABC employee, so they can't have her go home early.
But then again, look at Susan Lucci and all of them.
But it's gone. That show, I mean, they can justify by keeping her on because GH is still there and she's won before in the whole bit. And for some reason, they find this chick marketable, which I can't understand why, but...
Me too. And you know what I was thinking about, too, is, okay, I T-voted. I didn't know I T-voted the week that Taylor was on, like last week, and this to see Taylor for a minute. And I was fast-voting because I didn't want to throw up. And I was fast-voting, but then I went to the commercials. And you know what dawned on me? Okay, I saw about two Grey's Anatomies, two commercials for the new home Extreme Makeover show coming back, which I love, by the way. A couple for Grey's and Private Practice. But for a two-hour span, nothing, not a fucking general hospital promotion.
The only one that gets a promotion like that is on Channel 7. They do one for Days of Our Lives at night.
Exactly, and that's why I don't understand it, because all the time on The Voice, I see Days of Our Life commercials all the time.
That just goes to prove my theory that it's the other way around. They're actually using General Hospital to pimp that show, because last year they had lower ratings. I mean, not that they're not low, but lower compared to what they were last year. So that's why they have the Tony Gearys of the world, the Nancy Lee Grons in the audience. Figuring that they'll bring eyeballs over.
Yep.
Well, why don't they do that with Nashville? Like, that was the only time, like, if, I remember before Nashville really started, I kept saying I'm having an issue with General Hospital because one of their own was on a show. He kind of did a lot for General Hospital. No, I'm sorry. But it was like, all right, Jonathan Jackson, y'all need to do a promo for Jonathan Jackson. But they didn't even... like, do it until what, the last week before the show premiered.
And with
Nashville, they don't promote General Hospital. It's like, huh? Like, I'm kind of confused.
The only time you've ever seen General Hospital really having a commercial on is, and Kathy, maybe you can agree with me, when The View is on. Sometimes you might see a commercial on The View about General Hospital.
But yeah,
I've never seen one. Ironically enough,
you know when they pimped General Hospital? And I'll tell you this, it was on another competing network, which I found strange, as God is my witness. They pimped to the hilt when they were killing off Jake for the agenda. They wanted everybody to know that.
Exactly.
They advertise that at night, or they promote that at night?
I swear to God, as God is my witness, I saw it on the Lifetime Movie Network.
No, you're right. You're right. I saw that on Food Network.
Because when I saw it, I thought to myself, that makes sense because it's an ABC thing, but I'm like, well, maybe Lifetime is, what the hell do I know? But when I was fast forwarding, I'm thinking to myself, because I never watched commercials, but I saw Steve Burton, you know, Jason, so I backed up. I said, oh, what's he going to be in a Lifetime movie? Because in those days, I was like 3 weeks behind on the show.
Yeah.
And I had to keep watching and going, I'm not looking at what I'm looking at. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that too, Carrie, because I was watching Food Network, and the Jake promo came on. I'm like, wait.
On Food Network.
What?
On the Food Network, you're serious. What happened?
No, I'm not kidding. It was.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, on a happier note, I didn't see the full ratings, but they've got the highest ratings since the Cartini era, 2.82 million viewers.
Yes.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they were picked by TV Guide as the show to watch.
Absolutely, and boy, is it ever. And it's funny because I tell people, I just said this on a post because I saw something about it ending, and I said to the person, why are you assuming it's ending? There's no way in God's creation, if the ratings stay like this, that the show is going anywhere. I'm not saying forever, but certainly it's not going to end at the 50th. No way.
No way. No.
I'm so happy about today's episode, though. I'm so glad they got Elizabeth to draw again. It was just all good today.
It was good.
Well, it's funny because I thought, well, she can have a second job. They could parlay this into that she does police sketches, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
They
could.
What I liked yesterday was when Olivia was telling Steve, you know, there's something not right about Duke, and I'm like, I was screaming in the TV because I'm like, people, Olivia's not crazy.
No, Olivia was right. Olivia was good today.
Well, and I'm surprised Steve didn't have enough sense to go get Elizabeth to sketch the picture because he's so clueless.
Yeah.
He wasn't that clueless today.
Nope. I was so happy.
Yeah,
and
I
how
loved
she
her
recognized Faison. She was the first one to recognize him, and then, you know, so you know him too, and turn the sketch around.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want her to stay involved in this story. I don't want her to be taken out. I mean, I want her to stay involved in it and not just play a sounding board to the newbie.
I loved her acting too when she looked at the picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think we are gonna see, Elizabeth on a little more. I think, see, we all have a lot to do with the Nissan ball.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I mean that's good. Bye.
I thought Tracy really irked me today.
Yeah,
she really, really, truly did.
Yeah, she irked me too.
She's got no business.
She doesn't have any family. Ed was gonna die, so I'm like, here you are doing something so mean to your family member.
Oh, you mean arresting Monica?
No.
Today.
No, she's gonna make it. Monica lose the house. Well, he's trying to anyway.
He's trying to. Won't happen.
Go,
well, we'll
Tracy,
see.
Go. Go, Tracy, go.
Well, I mean, next week is going to be a tough week because that's when Edward passes away. You know, we're going to get some great acting, I'm sure, from Leslie and from Jane.
And another thing, who was she to keep AJ away from Edward? She wouldn't let him go up there, and then she's going to set it up so Monica loses the damn house. It's like, what if she paid for all her crimes, like stealing people's money and and the other thing?
But then today, AJ even said if it's going to shock him, and he's so frail, and that could have been a shock to him.
Oh, yeah. But you see, and you're right, but on the same token, she didn't know that, but you see, yet again, he took the high road.
He did take the high road.
Yeah.
So far, he hasn't done a thing wrong right now.
Yeah. Still don't trust him.
Me either.
I think he's trying to ride
his
wrong. Today is November 16th, right?
I don't care if he has done wrong. Everybody in that damn show has done wrong. So he hasn't done anything wronger than no one else.
And I'm sure he's not going to go from here to eternity without doing something wrong.
Thank you.
But as it relates to Michael, I mean, first of all, those jailhouse scenes 2 days ago were phenomenal between he and Sonny, and then Michael and Carly. Those were some great written scenes, acted scenes, and some of the shit I forgot that they even did. But then the next day, Sonny had some great scenes with Dante.
Yeah, I liked him and Dante scenes,
that was really good. It made me cry.
Nobody's going to be all good or all bad, but since, I'm going to tell you something, in my opinion, Sean Kanan / AJ, since SBI decided to schluff on to Nashville, has all about single-handedly saved the damn show.
Yeah, he made it more interesting for me, that's for sure. I enjoy watching him.
You know, if all the cards are out on the table and then Michael decides what to do with he's an adult, I'm okay with that. He's an adult. He needs to have all the facts. Now, I know AJ is not a perfect person, and who even knows what we don't know what he's been up to, because I don't believe for one second that he hasn't kept tabs in Port Charles. But then again, he didn't know Michael was shot. Wait till he finds out he was incarcerated and raped. Look the fuck out.
But the thing is, I mean, I think it's going to be very interesting to see how all of this plays out, and, you know, but, you know, I don't trust Ainsley for one moment.
And he could have been doing something bad when he was gone, but we don't know that. We gotta wait and see. He could have been working with someone. We don't know. We don't know. But right now, everything he's doing...
I guess it doesn't matter to me, because I can compartmentalize, because, hey, if I'm gonna play that game, I loved a killer for 22 years. So, I mean...
That's true.
So, I mean, I don't expect him to be a choir boy. He never was, never will be, but I looked very closely. He hasn't lied, and he hasn't exaggerated, so that's all I can ask.
Yeah.
And he was...
He's only told the truth.
And actually, Sonny kind of lied when he told Michael that AJ killed the baby that Carly was carrying. That's not exactly how it happened. He did not push her down the stairs. That's not how that happened.
Yeah, I remember that.
I watched the video.
I had to rewatch that.
They were arguing on the stairs or whatever, because that's classic soap, too. But he did not put... And even when I kind of got pissed when Sonny says, you wrapped your brother around a tree. That, again, wasn't an on-purpose thing either. Granted,
no, he didn't mean to do that.
And Monica and Alan had tortured him for years about that.
Yeah, he's regretted it every day of his life from what he says. So. Oh,
boy, mm-hmm. Let's throw him a little party.
Okay, I will.
Okay, fine. I won't, because I'm sorry. You know, I'm not going to forgive him for what he did with today. I'm not going to forgive him.
But at this point, it's not even about forgiveness, because even he did what he did. But even Michael, knowing Michael was led to believe his whole life that AJ started this whole chain of events, and actually, that's quite the contrary. And at 20 years old, whatever how old he is, he deserves to know.
Maybe he deserves to know, but he doesn't really deserve to know, like, how Carly came in town and everything.
He doesn't need to know that, because it doesn't relate to AJ. I mean, if he finds out eventually, so be it. But I don't think it's pertinent to what age. All he needs to know is why his biological father was kept from him, and why it doesn't negate what AJ did, but he was pushed to do certain things. Sometimes we make the right decision, sometimes we make the wrong decision when pushed.
Uh-huh.
And he clearly made the wrong decision, because even if we say he took Michael, why did he have to take Morgan and Christina?
Morgan.
Yeah.
So I'm not defending him, and I have no even want to do it. But when you hear him tell his side of the story, how do you not stop and say, you got a point there, AJ, you know?
That's what I have to do. Because I don't like AJ.
I won't do that, because I'm, to me, I just, I think AJ should be behind bars, locked up without the key, so.
And Carly, too.
And Sonny. And Jason.
All of them, Sonny,
that's
too.
That's right.
Jason's
okay.
Ass,
okay.
All of them needs to be locked up behind bars. That's
Tracy.
Why do I have them? Because you say so?
All of them did. All of them have done. All of them have done wrong that deserve to be locked behind bars. Each
Tracy?
And every one of them.
Yeah, Sonny, Jason, Carly, Tracy. There'd be more people in Port Charles behind in the can than out of the can.
All of them. That's true.
Yep.
Half the town.
Hey, but let's not forget Johnny. He's walking around, and he should be charged with manslaughter right now.
Thank you. He needs to be locked behind bars also.
And he killed his father.
I'm not even talking about that. Yeah, I forgot about that.
You mean his grandfather?
Yeah, his grandfather.
Yeah.
His grandfather.
I'm not even talking
about
that. I'm just talking about what he did to Cole and Hope.
His grandfather was first-degree murder.
I still don't
know. No, that was self-defense.
Oh, that's right.
No,
that was self-defense.
Yeah. You, You, giant is a good lawyer can make a self-defense case out of that, but manslaughter definitely for Hope and Cole.
Right.
And don't
Todd
forget, he
should be in jail for switching babies, and you could go on forever. Every single person in that town.
Sam McCall.
That's an obvious
one. Even probably Elizabeth, if we sat and thought about it hard enough, but you know.
Well, yeah, because she has done quite a few questionable things to help Jason.
She destroyed evidence.
Evidence. She helped him escape jail, and she has done several things.
Yeah, I mean, and that's it with
But it was in the name of love. Damn it.
Yeah, but unfortunately the law doesn't. But see, the stupid thing is the thing that Michael, I mean, Carly, Sonny, and Jason, most of all, did wrong with Michael is when he killed Claudia. Had they just told the truth, he would have walked. But they wouldn't have convicted him. It was self-defense for his mother and baby sister.
That's right.
But Jason, of course, had the wisdom, let's cover it up.
And that was the problem with that group.
That is the problem with that group.
They always wanted to cover up their stuff. They did.
They shouldn't have.
They never told the truth. They always wanted to cover stuff up.
I am so glad they did. Yay!
But then he went to jail. But it sent Michael to jail and got his ass raped.
Exactly.
It sent him to jail and got him raped.
If there's a reason to lie, that's one thing. I mean, if there's a reason to lie, that's one thing. But Michael acted in self-defense. No judge in the land would have convicted him.
Right.
So they sent that kid to get traumatized for nothing. It's one thing when they do their mob business.
Okay,
and
you know what? And if they did find out, and who Sonny and Jason were, and they wanted to make an example, they would have found
No, because Michael would have stood trial as an adult. It had nothing to do with Sonny and Jason were nowhere to be found until the cover-up.
Yeah.
Well, I will always think that cover up.
Even the judge said they were wrong to try to cover it up. And that's why he got sent to jail.
And if he would have told the truth, he wouldn't have been in this predicament. But everybody made an influence on him.
Yeah, and specifically Jason, because Jason was first on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny wasn't even there then. Jason was first.
Jason started that. That's why Jason put himself in jail to protect him. He got himself sent to jail to protect him because he knew he made the wrong decision. And thankfully, in later years, after he had Jake, he actually got a brain and realized, if I had done things differently.
Well, and all anyone could do was blame Dante for the whole mess, and all Dante was trying to do was clean up their mess.
Oh, Dante the Saint. I forgot that.
Wow, sarcasm.
He is a saint compared to all of them. He hasn't done too wrong yet. His wrong hasn't been done too well yet.
It's not that he's a saint or not a saint. The fact remains is the ball that they started, the problem with all three of them, all four of them, AJ, Jason, Carly, Sonny, all their mistakes in life, there's one person that's had to pay. It's Michael for every wrong that they've done.
Exactly. And, I mean, I'm not saying that AJ is a saint. I never said that.
No, of course not.
I wish I wouldn't have to say stuff like this, like explain myself that I actually like all of these people and I can say that they're not right without...
Jason was right on the cover-up, so...
Am I going to have a disclaimer before I speak all the time? I'm just going to say that
in my opinion, they were right. I mean, it led to a really bad thing happening, but at the time, I do think what they were doing was right.
And you're entitled to that opinion, to your opinion. You're entitled to your opinion.
That's right.
But everybody else is kind of stating their own opinions.
And not only that, maybe for the split second when Jason did that, I might have thought, but like 5 seconds later, in the very, very immediate seconds, you might think that. But then you sit and think about it, this wasn't premeditated. She was about to steal his baby sister.
And
when
that happened, I said to myself, why are they trying to cover it up? It was self-defense. I never agreed with that. Never agreed with that.
He
I thought that was wrong from the minute it happened.
His mother. Yeah. It was crazy.
It's one thing to, you know, they do that as mob business. They one does something, the other swears by it. That's fine. But I'm just saying, overall, since Steve left, I think Sean Kanan has picked up the show tremendously because I don't even know. And then when we get into I think it's ingenious that they brought Faison, you know, Anders and Ian back at the same time and intertwine them in the same storyline.
Yeah.
Well, yes,
Robert.
And I'll be,
nope.
I mean, I love Robert being back.
What'd you say, Candace?
Oh my God. I said it's like the 80s all over again. / 90s.
Yep. And you know
early
what? 90s. Obviously, it's selling with some people because the ratings are going, they're going up and up and up. And I hope they keep going because overall, it's a good
Let's
thing.
Let's
put it
this way. My grandfather nailed, like, I told him, I said, well, it was some mystery because he saw last Friday's cliffhanger. So he's like, well, who is it? Who can it be? And then he's going over the whole list with me. He's like going through the whole who's connected to Anna and Robin, who would do this. We went all the way to David Hayworth. We went to Casey
well,
the
well,
alien.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm like, what a mess. And then I was like, then we were like looking at each other, and he was like, it has to be him. And I said, who is him? And he was like, you know who. And I'm like, just tell me, like, so he was like, it's Faison. And I'm like, okay. And then, of course, you know, you saw it. I'm like, holy crap. I was like, here we go.
We did the same thing, and it was one of those things where we were like, we tried to figure out, it's the obvious, but we tried to, like, outsmart ourselves and say, could it be so-and-so and so-and-so?
You know, I even went so far with singing, okay, maybe. I even went so far with saying, okay, it would be a nice, funny little trip if it was Elena.
I kind of put that out when I realized, wait, you kissed Anna, so it wouldn't have been Elena.
Well, I know, but you know, I just thought, you know, because I went back to even, you know, Starburst in my mind. I'm like, okay, what if Starburst didn't really die? I even went back to
that.
Carly, when I tell you there's a lot of buzz on the boards, on some general hospital boards, because they're saying Helena, because, you know, she did start back up working on general hospital. It's like the puppet master. And everybody's trying to connect dots to why is Helena working with Faison, who has Robin, other than the whole Anna thing, there's more to this story. And everybody said, wouldn't it be surprising if they're trying to bring her son back?
Well, I've never, wait, which one? Styros or Stefan?
Styros. Wait a minute, Styros. Yeah, because that was Robert Kelly that played him.
Yeah, her favorite.
Robert Kelly, that will creep me out, so I hope they don't bring him back.
What did they, what happened?
I can't refresh his chat.
Refresh my memory. After she thawed him out when he came back for a while, what happened to him?
Remember, he died in a really bad
storyline with Jacob Young.
No, it was a fire or something, but you saw him die really badly, but I don't remember how he died.
Was it an explosion?
I thought he fell down. Cause it was
wasn't it with him and Luke?
Luke. Yeah, it was Luke or Lucky. And I can't think who else. I know Helena and Styros. They were fighting because I think that's when Lucky was being brainwashed or something. And I remember pushed Styros. They pushed Styros over, and he fell like into a deep dark abyss. And
yeah,
that's when Helena
that.
Said,
"Yeah,
oh my God,
yeah,
okay,
dead. Because they were gonna do another ending to that, but they had a scratch up because that would be 9/11, they had something else planned, and they had a scratch, and we wiped that in.
Because that's around the time
ending.
That Becky was pregnant, and they had to write off saying because Helena was trying to kill her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did watch all that on YouTube, so I am caught up with all that.
I just really remembered all of that just now. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. I remember that. I need to really start watching TV.
Sonny helped Alyssa fake her death, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or took her to his island or something.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the lotto to come on, guys. So if like around 11, 11:30, I get angsty, don't mind me because I played today's date 81 and 31.
Does anybody know if they're going to do like a memorial thing for Jason?
Well, you know what, for Jason, well, you know what, the Bis will have to sign off on that.
She's not admitting he's dead, so I don't think there's going to be a memorial anytime soon.
Anytime.
It seems like after Edward's death, it's going to go shortly there into the, in December, Nurse's Ball, so.
So, I mean, but well, I mean, I think the damn bitch will have to sign off on something like that, right?
It won't be a memorial because she'll never give up on the idea that he's alive.
Yeah. Like I said,
I doubt we'll see one.
They're going to trot her out once a week to say Jason's still alive. I'm going to find him and then put her stupid ass back in the closet.
Yeah.
You know, but it's so nice not seeing her on the screen every day. I got to say that.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yep.
You know,
that's
what we
call Elizabeth.
That is nice, though. That is really nice that, you know. And I love that Robert is back. I love that.
Yeah, I like
Do we know how long he's back for? Do we know how long Tristan Rogers is back for?
I think he's back for a while. I think he's back for probably maybe after the nurse is out.
Yeah,
I bet
that
would
make
back
sense.
Well, I think he'll be back anyway till they figure out this Faison thing.
He's only done 7 episodes so far. Whether he's coming back or not, I don't know. But he did an interview, and I guess, right, Sam? He only did 7 episodes?
Yeah, he filmed 7 episodes in 2 days.
In 2 days?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he's up to, what, 4 now? 4 days?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Well, I like the fact that
Robert's back. I think they said Faison is gone, because, yeah, he did all his episodes already. He taped them all.
But he did say he'd come back, and he did say he'd be back if they needed him, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think he'll be back.
He never let the show down.
Yeah, but I think he'll be back.
That's interesting. Too bad they couldn't. Never mind. I'm not going there.
Don't go there.
No, I'm not. I'm going.
Well, where were you going?
If you go there, you'll never come back. that way lies madness.
It's nice that some people have loyalties, but anyway, moving on. Now, did everybody see that supposedly Trey is going? Trey?
I was just starting to like him.
I mean, that storyline can't be over. That's what I want to know, because isn't there still some story to tell with that? Because Connie's still running around.
But they didn't say what his last taping day would be. So, I mean,
that's true, too.
They may. If he's smart, if the character of Trey is smart, he'll get the hell out of Dodge before he gets the crazy.
Unless he gets into the crazy.
I like the actor, I think, except when he's trying to cry. That's the only time I don't like the actor.
He's grown into, you know, being an actor instead of me laughing at him. Like, I'm trying to take him serious at times, and I just can't.
When he's trying to cry, when his dad died, oh, my God, that's like, just stop now.
Sorry, that was funny.
And maybe he'll take Christina with him, but she's not very good.
Please, God, please. I'm sorry.
And Molly, too.
Yeah, but let Molly go after, you know, let Molly know after she finds out what her sister did, please.
Yeah,
Well, and it seems, and doesn't it seem like, too, that they scrapped the, I mean, you know, we saw it a little bit in the summertime, but it seems like they scrapped the Molly TJ storyline, which is a good thing, because you never see it.
Oh, yeah, it just kind of disappeared.
Thank the Lords above.
I actually like that storyline, because Molly finally got a storyline. You know what I mean? Like, here she is being, you know, a romantic who reads the books, like we all do. Head in the clouds, dreaming. And then she finds a great guy who got recast, and nobody knew about it until you looked at the show and said, hey, that's a different guy. And then it was like, aww.
I mean, I just
thought
she took it. She just took it to another level, that whole Romeo and Juliet thing. I wanted to, like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, too. I'm like, okay, can we kill you now?
How about when she was giving her mother, like, dating advice? I'm like, sweetie, you're over 15. What do you know?
Yeah.
Okay, Christina Aguilera, get off my TV. Sorry.
But, you know, I mean, you know when, what's the name's called talk, was talking, when Robert was talking to Anna, I'm like, Robert, go be a Faison. Get him. Yeah. That's what I kept saying.
Did anybody watch
Bold
and the
Beautiful
today?
No, not
I
yet.
I haven't watched it yet, but...
Watch what?
I watch it occasionally, but I forgot to watch it today.
What show?
Bold and the Beautiful. Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh, I saw it.
How was it today?
I have to catch up. Oh, I gotta
go. Oh, it's sickening. Brooke walked in with her robe on in Bill's room, and of course,
Lord.
Bill comes out of the shower and his towel's off.
I saw this coming a mile away. It's sickening. Just because
Heather Tom's
going on maternity leave does not mean that Brooke Logan has to sleep with her. Oh, she's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Well, Taylor told her off. Taylor said, you know what's going to happen. You know how you are, Brooke, and you know what's going to happen. Brooke says, Brooke slapped her. There was a slap, Golly.
Yes. Have they revealed the new ridge yet?
What new ridge?
There's going to be a new ridge?
Wait, there's a new ridge?
I don't know. Well, they were saying that he was coming back, so I was like, okay, unless they got the same actor to come back, or there's a new ridge, because they were talking
no,
the last
Ron
time I watched
Moss,
it was like...
I think they thought maybe Ron Moss would come back for this big family event they had, and he didn't know Ridge showed up, which was so unusual. It was ridiculous.
Well,
but
he
didn't come back.
He kind of was, because everybody was saying how much they you know miss you know Ridge and how he should be a part of Susan's last few episodes, you know, because it's on the 26th, I believe. So he goes off and he was like, I have no control over what Bold and Beautiful does. Right now, Bold and Beautiful is behind me. I'm focusing on new things. Any questions or concerns about Bold and Beautiful, you need to take it up with Bold and Beautiful.
You know what? He was the one that decided to do this. So I think...
You know, I'm sick and tired of these actors who choose to leave. And I notice I said actors with an S. Who choose to leave and then they put it back on the shows that they leave. Go screw.
Yeah.
You know,
no.
I won't take a pay cut. It's beneath me. And I'm just going to leave in the midst of a storyline and, you know, and slap it. You know, I mean, the way they won't whiz off, but kind of like, okay, that is stupid. He's not even calling his dead mother.
First of all, let me tell you something. He tells, go talk to Bold and Beautiful. If he offered to come back for a couple of last scenes with Stephanie, you mean to tell me Bill Bell's going to tell him now, or Bradley Bell, or whatever bell is ringing that show?
Yeah, come on.
Give me a
Shiloh on hold.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Hi, Shiloh.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
I think, you know, come on, I think they should have You know, I mean, Brad Bill, while him back, Brad Bill was scheduled him in a hobby. That's bullshit.
He did. He did an interview. They did an interview. Brad Lindell did an interview. And said that Ron Moss' schedule, quote unquote, was too busy for him to come and do some shots. Now, Ron posted on Twitter saying that he had a project that he was doing. He had something with his band that was coming up pretty soon, and that he was going over Italy. So, I don't know, but this storyline does need Ridge. I mean, especially if Stephanie is going up to the heavens and coming back as a ghost. And they need Ridge, because that whole part with Thorn, I did see it at the party. That was a little bit, yeah.
Well, I mean, they've been on the show together for only, and it's like, Stephanie, how do you have Stephanie's, you know, last days without Ridge?
A son doesn't come back for, you know, to say goodbye to his mother.
It was really ridiculous that he was missing.
You know what I think they'll do? They'll have him call in to her to say his goodbyes. I'll bet anything that's how they'll do it. I think they need to recast myself.
Yeah, but it's too late. They're going to miss you.
I know for the death of her, but I mean, if they're going to do this, they need to bring back Ridge, because I cannot take Brooke and Bill.
Yeah, but
I can't either.
But you know what? If he's not going to be there for Stephanie's, I'd rather they not recast him and then bring other people to the... I think it's time to balance out the canvas anyway. Now, since he decided to leave, I wouldn't recast. Bring up some other people and split their minutes. Because it was too Brooke and Ridge centric to begin with.
Well, true.
I mean,
if they want to give me more Steffi and Liam, I'll take it.
They've treated you know who they need to bring back? I'll tell you who they need to bring back. I don't know how they would do it. They need to get Bobby Eakes back, and they need to stop treating Thorne like a second class citizen.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I liked when Bobby Eakes was with Thorne.
And you know what's funny? They even did a scene with Stephanie and Sally Spectra when we all know Darlene Connolly's been dead for years.
When I saw that, I called Carrie or Cafe. I'm like, okay, I'm confused because you knew my actress died in real life, but I didn't know if they ever addressed Sally's death on the show. That's why I was so confused.
And I didn't know her.
That's
I didn't know who she was.
Yeah,
because
they didn't write her off.
Nope.
That's why you never saw her face. That's why
But you know who I thought they should be back to, who was also really close to Stephanie was Bridget. In my opinion.
Did Bridget come back? I was wondering if she came back.
Nope.
And Amber?
Nope.
And Amber? What happened with Amber?
No, Amber didn't come back.
I know, but I'm saying Amber should have been a part of that party, too. Regardless.
No, exactly. After what Amber did with Hope and the pills, I don't think she should have been welcome.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, true.
That's true.
But the actress was at her goodbye party, but not on the show.
That was a cool video, though.
That was
an awesome video, I thought.
Oh my gosh. Peter Bergman was in that clip. I was like, I think I watched
Carrie,
it.
Carrie, I emailed you that. Did you get it?
No, I got to check my email. I got to check it. I haven't seen it yet.
It was awesome.
I mean, like I said, it's nice to see that someone's exit story is actually about them. What a concept.
Yeah. So, on General Hospital, did Lulu mention anything about Luke and Laura today? I'm just curious.
I don't think
what?
So.
What did you ask?
I said, by any chance, did on today's General Hospital, did Lulu mention anything about Luke and Laura?
No.
I don't remember anything.
Was Lulu on today?
She was.
Okay, I have a question. When Faison died the last time, does anyone remember how he died? I've been rocking
supposedly
my brain.
Helena killed him. Supposedly Helena killed him. But did we actually see that on screen? Because I don't remember when I watched it.
I already got shot.
I never saw it.
I don't remember.
It doesn't matter if we saw him get killed or not. They can always come back just
right.
like they did.
Okay, I know it at the Malice Silo, but I'm just saying because
I
saw him with a bloody death, and I just remember blood and things on dying with really, really, really bloody, and I'm like, okay, how did he die again?
I don't. I mean, I understand what you were asking, Carly. I was just making the comment.
Yeah, I recall him getting shot. They said that they shot him or something.
No, remember how scene with Robert? Yep.
How do you like that they finally let Liz do a drawing?
Yep.
Yeah, I know that was great.
It's about time.
Yeah, it's about time. We're finally getting to see a little bit more Liz.
And then an important part today.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it when Mother fixed him a drink. I'm like, oh, that's so funny.
No. Yeah,
today she really helped Robert. I mean, she's the key to the case.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did it. And I'm sorry, I'm not even going to bring that up. But
you know what? Maybe she can go take a picture of the water, and then that'll help find Jason.
No, I agree with you, Carrie. We're going to put him on a milk carton and say, have you seen my husband?
Have you seen my husband?
Carrie.
Did you watch all
that? Carrie, I'm going to put the video link in this album.
Oh, thanks, Una.
Oh, yeah, I see it, yeah.
I'm going to refresh my page. Blog Talk sucks. I have to keep refreshing 8 times.
Oh, I know, Blog Talk.
I feel very clean. Anyway, Shiloh, you were going to say something?
I just asked if anybody saw today's scene and saw the stone cold stare that Daniel gave his mama.
No, I try not to pay much attention to her, but what is she going to tell Monica about this bundle of joy?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I mean, I'm enjoying the fact that she's on very minimally. Now, if they could just write this kid, really looks like Jake when he was little, I would love nothing
more.
Well,
yeah, they have the same father, so why? Well, they have the same father, so why wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah, why? Yeah.
Jake looked like Jason.
No, I'd like to see Liz and Jason.
Yeah, well, I think SBI put a crimp in that one.
I guess nobody saw the baby look. Man, that was cute today.
That is a cute baby. That baby never cries.
He's adorable.
That baby has not cried since he's been on screen.
He's already a better actor than she is.
Way better.
Wow.
He got you to notice his stare.
Yep.
And he's already on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, they got Twitter.
The actor, the mom, I guess, of the babies.
Well, like I mentioned in the chat room, I was crying on B&B with Stephanie. I'm going to be bawling at the Edward montage.
We don't really have to bawl our eyes out until, I think, November 26th is, like, the final, I think. I saw a commercial about it.
Oh, the 26th? I thought it was the 21st.
No, it's the 26th.
It's the 26th, so it's going to be double tissue day because that's the day Stephanie died and Edward.
Oh, my God.
I thought Edward was dying this Monday or Tuesday.
Well, it's probably going to...
I
need to go buy Kleenexes.
That's
I'm out of Kleenexes.
I'm going to have to take a nap after this. GH is done.
You ain't kidding. You'd be crying too. Good. No.
It's going to be good to see Skye and Edwin and who else knows they're going to come back, too.
Ned is coming
Ned
back.
Back.
Oh, didn't I say Ned and Skye? Who did I say anyway?
Edward.
You said Edward. Yeah, you said Edward. That's why I'm like,
Well, wait a minute. His name is Edward, isn't it?
Yes, which is not going to
happen. Oh, yeah. They just called him Ned.
Oh, Ned's name is Edward, I guess.
But I want to say General Hospital did something good here by doing the Edward death 3 months and not waiting a year, 2 years. I just want to say that is a very good thing for the audience. Now we know the actor passed away. That is a very good thing.
Mm-hmm. If you know what's going to get all of us crying? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut everybody off. Is they going to show probably clips of Lila, of Anna Lee?
God. When they did last week, when I was in tears. I was in tears when Alan came back.
Yeah.
And you know what? He looks really good.
Yeah, but he's showing his age.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. How old is he?
76 going to be.
Yeah.
Really?
When, in February?
I do not know that.
I don't know. He's been around a long time.
I mean, I know he's been around. I thought, wow.
I saw him on the original when he showed up on Cinderella on TV.
I remember it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He was handsome.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Coming on this weekend on PBS this weekend. Sunday. It's delayed Sam, right? Sam?
Yeah.
Is Sam on the phone? Okay. Yes, I do not want him to break up with Ellie.
Don't even get me started on that.
I know. That.
See, and I think that's
one
of those.
Heart out to him.
Yep.
That broke my heart. Yeah.
And I think that's one of those situations where they may have intended to put Spinelli and Maxie back together, but they have to have a second thought about that now.
Yeah, they do because it's really good.
Yeah, a lot of people like Spinelli is much more fun to watch now because he's a little more mellow and mature.
Number one, he was mellow before. Okay, I'm not going to even comment about the Masoob part of it, but he was mellow before. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with him before.
No, but he's got to evolve as a character. You can't leave him in the same age frame.
Kathy, wasn't he fine before?
Well, the only thing he was before, he was too much falling over Maxie. He was doing that too much.
I know.
And she was too mean to him. She was using him. I think Maxie regrets what she did, and I think she realizes her mistakes. I mean, I do like Spinelli and Maxie together, I do, but I like Ellie with them, too. I like them both.
Yeah, you know, I'm torn.
You know what? Sometimes, too, even if she realizes it, and if he's already moved on, then you know what? Too bad for her, and you snooze, you lose.
Well, I think she's too late now.
Yeah.
I think she's too late.
I think so, too.
I think she realized she had that talk with Felicia, and she saw what Felicia was saying, and she wants a Mac. And she realizes Spinelli's her Mac. I think she realizes it for once. I really do think she realizes it.
Yeah,
but
she should have realized that when they decide to get married.
Well, mm-hmm. She should have, but she didn't. But
and
I think,
you know, he finally moved on. It's like, don't pull him back now.
I don't think he'll put them together.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'll do the right thing. I have a feeling he'll.
I think he will.
But I just don't want it to be where he's doing the right thing, but he really is still mooning over her.
But you know, I'm on the fence. I don't know who I want with that scenario. I mean, okay, at the end of the day, it should be me, really. So,
well, there's someone else we're not taking into account either that he loves to pieces, you know.
Okay, if you say I'm gonna kill you, please don't say that. That's not even funny.
I'll give you a hint. It starts. It could start with Uncle.
Oh yeah, Uncle Spinelli.
Mm. Uncle Sam.
Okay. like I said, Kara, that's not even funny.
He does love her.
Ah, okay, yeah, but excuse me, okay, but follow that, does that mean when Sam touched him, oh, God, that was not good, but no,
that's another thing, someone ought to tell AJ that Sam got a prostitute for her son after she was raped, someone ought to tell AJ that too, then you'd be on Team AJ.
Okay, Carrie, are you looking to Star World War II on the air?
No, we're up to World War 22, or 202. What are you talking about?
Okay, right. No, okay. Suppose someone did tell Ainsley what Sam did. Okay. Ainsley would get a little good if he were off on the bits, I will say.
Sadly, I don't think that part would upset AJ very much. I'm sure he's had a prostitute or two.
Well, don't you want better for your children?
What was it on the previews that she says we are not welcome in this house?
She said, "Oh, yeah. Lord have mercy."
Oh, we lost Rachel.
Oh, Rachel, come back.
Rachel, come back.
Rachel.
Let's see, she's kicked out her mother and her sister. She's kicked out Diane, now AJ. Who's allowed over there?
When did she get out? Okay, I saw yesterday. But what day did she kick out, AJ?
Well, it hasn't happened yet. Monday, I guess it'll be.
And remember, I believe that all soaps are... Oh, what's the word I'm going in?
Preempted.
Preempted.
Yeah.
No, preempted, but they're on holiday. Well, the actors are for 10 days. That's the word I was looking for, and I couldn't think about it. But no, next week, people, you will see General Hospital four days out of the five, but third day is a repeat, but I don't know what repeat is.
It's going to be Edward gives his solution to Robin's daughter.
Now, is Friday going to be a current episode? Because usually they do not.
No, preempted Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Friday has always usually been preempted for stupid football. I mean, I love football, but I call it football all day. Kill me. No. Days of Our Life, for people that watch Days of Our Life, will be on Friday, won't be on Thursday, and Y&R and B&B, we only have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always
did everybody look at the actress who is playing the nurse that is in love with Dr. Drake? Have you seen a picture of her?
Oh, yeah, she's beautiful.
She is beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Whoa.
Well, she looks like Anne Hathaway a little bit.
Yes, she does. Yeah. That's why I kept, I'm like, she is a dead ringer for her, I thought.
I haven't seen a picture of her, though. I just, from what she looks like with the glasses on, she reminds me of her a little.
Yeah, she's really pretty, so.
Yeah.
The one that played Brittany that we don't like, Brittany, yeah. I saw her on the show, but I can't think of it. So, but I'm like, I don't like Brittany. Brittany needs to go away.
I want to know who the nurse is that's working with Faison.
Okay. All I got to say, if it's the boss,
I don't think it's the nurse.
They said they said lab tech, too. It could be a lab tech.
What about a doctor?
It could be any of them.
It didn't say doctor because that would we'd all know it was Brit.
But
what if they said nurse to throw us off, and what if it's really a doctor, and what if it's really Sabrina? I mean, not Sabrina, Brittany.
Yeah.
I wanted to be Brittany. I wanted to be Brittany.
She's one for 2 years, buddy.
Yeah, I think she needs to be the one. Somebody brought up a great comment today. They said, why would she want to sleep with Patrick, but then she got a hotel room? Is she trying to keep something secret wherever she's living? And I thought, you know, if she's involved with Faison, that could make sense.
Mm-hmm. Silo, you asked? Greg Vaughn is away on Days of Our Life this week.
That's a priest.
He looks good.
Yes, he does.
Yep.
But I don't want him to come back on GH as Lucky. I like him as Lucky, but I don't want Lucky back, period.
No, I think if Lucky comes back, it's going to be in the form of Jonathan Jackson.
But let's pray to the hills that doesn't happen because Nashville got picked up. Yay!
And Jonathan Jackson had a big part in it this week.
Oh, yeah, he's a bad boy.
Yeah.
Granted, it's ABC. I'm sure they could work something out if they really wanted to, but let's hope.
I don't.
Well, yeah. But since they film in Nashville and LA, well, okay, I'm just, yeah.
Yeah.
Please
they canceled Last Resort, Carly.
I haven't been watching, really?
Yeah, they canceled Last Resort and 66 Park Avenue.
Oh, I heard about 66 Park Avenue.
Oh, I love Last Resort.
I'm screwed.
Oh, man.
Any other cancer pins? Any other shows?
It was 66 Park Avenue, the one that took over for GCB, and Last Resort.
Yeah.
They suddenly met their demise today by ABC.
I like both of those shows.
Okay, I need y'all to really keep me in good thoughts that I win the lottery, the Mega Million tonight, because I played today's date, 81 and 31, along with another number because it's Luke and Laura's anniversary today, and I played it.
Oh.
So if I win,
that's right.
I will share the money. Well, I will. You know, I will just tell y'all that. Well, I don't know what to do if I won.
I hope you win.
I will go to the fan club weekend next year after me saying for so many years I would never go back because that's when the show really wasn't that great. But now that it's on fire, I'll go.
Hey,
I may take everybody on the phone.
Even if you win, I mean, whatever, you can always room with Faison and I because we are going to go. So.
2013.
Yes.
The summer's gonna be hot.
Okay, so how much is the Mega Minions this time?
This week it's I believe it's 158 million.
Oh, good.
Holy shit.
That's probably what I'm gonna say if it's like that Roseanne episode. Did y'all know which episode I'm talking about when they win the lottery? Donated something to like a shelter
and to Ronald McDonald House. I've always done that. Like,
oh, that's cool.
So, and I'm not just saying that just to say that. I really have.
No, I believe you.
All honesty.
Yeah, everyone donate to the Red Cross thing. You know, the for the New York and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been watching that telethon. I did.
Yeah, don't. I know what you. I know what not to do, Candace. Don't give it to any arrogant politicians that say they're gonna do for you and don't do shit.
Exactly.
You know, I'm because at work the other day, me and my coworker kind of got into it about politics, and I
laughed
that I've never seen, and this is, you know, I don't mean to say how well I'm 30 years old, but I've never seen the country so divided in my whole entire life. Now, you know, to each his own. Whoever you know wanted for president, you know, that was your opinion. Your voice was heard on election
exactly.
day. You know, everybody voted, you know. And if you had to stay in 6 hour lines, hey, your voice was counted, you know. At the same time, though, my thing is whoever went into the White House, there's things to be more concerned about than your popularity, like the
right.
economy, you know,
yeah.
the security levels. What are what are they going to do in case something like what happened in New York, New Jersey, and other
yeah.
surrounding areas? You know, if that happens again, what is your take about health care, you know, social security, I'm sorry, you know, all these things that really affect the future generation, you know what I'm saying? And to me, it was like, all right, you know, everybody's making a big deal about, you know, this person and that
yep.
person with this person and what that person said. And then it was all about the same-sex marriage thing. To me, who is anybody? I mean, like I said, everybody's opinion. You know, this is my opinion. Who am I to tell people they can't be in love and be happy?
Exactly. I'm with
mm-hmm.
you there.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I just had this conversation in my own house like not too very long ago, and it's like people have to take it out of the religious realm. Think of it as
exactly.
a civil rights issue. Why do they not get afforded the same civil rights as
mm-hmm.
you and I and anyone else?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are homosexuals
right.
that don't get married in the church. So if you just look at it as a legal binding document, which it is, it's not just a religious union, it's a legal contract. So why should it be any different? But, you know, that's my 2 cents on that.
No, I mean, it's like we were talking about it in my family, too. And I said, you know, and I made up a really good point. You know, you cannot really control who you fall in love with. You're going to fall in love with who you're going to fall in love with. At the end of the day, as long as people are happy and not hurting people, and
right.
I think
it's
how
like
it
I said, it's not even about who you love. It's about if you go to a doctor. So if you have a partner and you, one of you gets sick, you're not afforded
exactly.
the same
yep.
right
exactly.
as
that
a husband
too.
And a wife. That's the
yep.
main, you know, because if you fall in love with whoever you want and you never leave your house and you stay in, nobody would know. But when it comes to health issues or if two people buy a house,
yep.
let's say,
yep.
there's uh-huh. medical and legal reasons for them to be on equal footing, as every
right.
other American citizen is.
Yep. Well, really, medically, they are covered.
No, it's not about being covered. It's about if two gay people or two lesbians go there, the family has the
yep.
right to kick that other person. If you're with a partner for 30 years, you're not married, you don't get a say in that person's health
yep.
decisions. It's not about medical coverage. It's about having a say if, God forbid, somebody gets
right.
into an accident or terminal.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're not married.
So that's why
that
you
person,
need to have a living will.
No.
If
no,
they
that's,
have
no, that's
a living statement that
you
this
have a
man.
Will.
No,
not,
no, no. That
you need
to cover that. No, that's not.
They don't do a living will.
No, that's not. That doesn't cover that. In other
no,
words,
it doesn't.
I'm going to give you an example. If you have a partner, that a person's family can kick. If I have a lesbian lover and my family doesn't accept it, they can kick. If I can't speak my own mind, they have the right to kick me out of the room. I know that's happened. That's fact. It's happened.
Yeah, they have
that. I'm not talking about living will. I'm talking about if a family member says, I don't want this person here, they have to leave. And you could be with someone for 30 years, and it trumps it
yep.
because it's not recognized as a union.
Yep. I've heard, yep.
I know for a fact it's happened.
Me too.
That's
why
that
father came. Huh? Yeah, it's not about who's covered, you know, medical or whatever. It's the fact that if you have a partner of 30, they don't get preference or just common courtesy to stay there. If a family member comes and says, I don't want this person there, they have the right to keep them out, to shut them out.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, but, you know, one thing I am not missing from the election is I am not missing that I have to be 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because for a while, it was like every other thing, and I'm like,
well,
okay.
And my thing is now is, the people, now he's been reelected. It's like, let's see how much the other side wants to compromise and actually help the country
yep.
instead of continuing to bicker and make their partisan bullcrap.
Well,
yep.
they're already positioning in the...
Did we threaten to secede when the Shrub got elected twice? No. We accepted it and we moved on.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay,
didn't hear none
hold
of this nonsense.
The lottery coming on.
Oh.
So I'm going to put y'all on mute. The lottery's coming on. So, well, no, y'all can hear with me. Oh, it's 26 million. I'm sorry. It's still a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
26.
Five.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that I was supposed to pass to you was the marijuana law, the pass to you. I'm like, okay, I mean, I voted for it, but now they are figuring out how to mandate that and all that, so I'm like.
Yeah, that passed here, too.
I don't like the lottery.
Why can't they just do the define the amount you are allowed to have possession of? And if you have that amount, you're okay. It's a law, or... You know,
they close
they have the legal ramifications if they go above that amount.
They closed all the medical marijuana places in Arizona.
Really?
Yeah, all the medical marijuana places
wow.
are closed in Arizona.
Yeah, but a lot of people here
really?
Go to Mexico all the time for meds and all sorts of stuff.
They're supposed to open another one up because my girlfriend gets medical marijuana. She has multiple sclerosis, but she can get the medical marijuana, and she had a card and everything. She goes to one of the places and gets it, and they close them all down, even though it's legal.
Wow.
All they have to do is open up these police where they put it in evidence room. There's a whole bunch of marijuana coming through here all the time.
I'm sure.
I wouldn't believe it. I bet some of the police officers have had some.
Of course.
Just saying.
Of
just
course.
Saying.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't pass it up. I probably would because I'm a good girl. But
yeah.
I'm just saying that, you know, they can get away with it and nobody would know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure they get away with a lot
you know,
that they don't know.
I mean... the reason why I voted for you know, this, because I was thinking, I thought way back to the Lexus storyline, and I'm like, okay, so people that are sick really need it, though. I mean, that's what my feeling was.
I thought of that, too, Carly.
I mean, yeah, because I thought... You know, I mean, and people get really sick, and maybe marijuana is the only way to make them feel better.
Right.
We should not judge them. That's how I was looking at it.
Yeah, I agree.
Even though I've never tried it, so I have no idea what it would do. I just, yeah.
That's why I want healthcare to be like Canada and a lot of the foreign countries, that, you know, people can go and get health care, and it's not a point of, do you have an insurance card? Can you afford it? Can you do this?
Yeah.
Can you do that? Just,
right.
You know,
well, that's
raise
like, yeah,
taxes.
That's why, like my uncle said, he was so happy that the other one didn't get in because we would have got a voucher, and at somebody at his age, he's had cancer in his life. Who's going to insure him?
Right.
Yeah.
With his handy dandy
right.
voucher.
Oh, they didn't insure him, but he'll pay through the
No.
Nobody can afford it.
No, they could have turned him down pre-existing condition.
Yep, they could have. That's true.
Yeah, well,
I think
then, you know,
was
yep.
more about the stop abortion, stop birth control.
Oh no, but I'm saying first of all, like you said, it's both. Yeah, where's that $6,000? Like, first of all, somebody that's got a lot of health problems, how far? What's that going to do? But you know, thankfully, we don't have to worry about that. I'm already thinking 4 years ahead of now, thinking, okay, who's going to be the candidates, because I don't want to take a step backwards.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, no, I mean, I could, I got a question. So, no one knew, because Obama is doing a good job, but, everyone gets what, YouTube, but... It used to not be, right?
No,
like
it's a four-year term, but you can only...
Well,
you
know, they get twice, but a long time ago, it wasn't... They did not have 2 minutes, so...
Well, it's been many years since there's been term limits, right?
Many,
many years.
Ever since...
Well, because they did, they had to get 2 minutes for, like... the count of people or whatever, and so I'm like, because the governor here.
Here's a good question for everybody. What are your views on the Bill of Rights as they exist today? And would you change them to bring them up to today's 21st century laws?
Oh, I'm sure this could be tweaking done with everything.
Yep.
Because, I mean, when it looks between when they wrote this till now, things have changed.
Well, exactly. Well, that's how come the one right to bear arms has always driven me nuts, because it's like they wrote that when everybody had to have a gun to protect themselves. It was the wild frontier, guys. I mean...
Right.
I mean, it's hard because there's going to be bad apples in everything you do. There's always going to be a small percentage that ruin it for everybody in everything you look at.
Yeah. But it'd be a lot less of accidental shooting if we would take guns away.
Actually, I disagree. I think people have to be responsible. I think it comes down to responsibility, whether they're legal or illegal.
Well, that's the problem. If they're in alcohol-induced fun... They just shoot shit up in the air, and there's too many people that die from these bullets coming down.
Because I think there are much more people that get them on the streets than look at people, like anything in life, whether it be drugs, whatever, weapons. When people want to get them, they'll find a way to get them.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, bad guys will always get them because they can go to another country and get them.
Everyone. It's a minute and a half before the show closes. We are going out over time, but yeah, we are having a show next Friday for everyone. Now we'll be home for Thanksgiving, and I think the whole Black Friday, Thanksgiving Day is stupid. Just thought I would say that.
I agree. I feel bad for Walmart.
Have a great one. I'll listen to the show, but I got to get off because I'm on limited minutes. So.
Okay, talk to you soon.
See you.
Bye,
Carol.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, I have to bring it back to GH. I got a little scared when Sonny was talking about surrogacy. He's like, even in Port Charles, I'm like, no.
When he was talking about what, Carrie?
Surrogacy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe he was referring to Courtney.
Yeah, but... Who was the surrogate for Courtney? Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, because he goes, they even do that in Port Charles, you know. I'm like, oh, no.
I know, I noticed that.
I know, I'm like, oh, God. But you know what I like?
Was he around for Lucy? Remember Dominique? It was Dominique and Scott, right?
Yeah, it was
and
Lucy and Dominique.
Lucy, okay, to ask Lucy to be a surrogate. But Sonny
yep.
wasn't around that time frame.
No, I think we know who he was thinking of.
Yep, I know exactly too. But I love their talk. And I loved it when Dante goes, okay, do you mind the kid calling you grandpa? When Dante saying, is it okay if the kid calls you grandpa? And I start laughing.
Speaking of guns, why do I think grandpa would get the kid a toy gun if he was a boy?
Wow.
Just saying.
Wow.
What do you think he's going to get him, a coffee brewer?
Oh, hey! You never know. It could happen.
Yeah.
But I think those were really good, nice scene between
no,
them.
They,
so.
No, they were. Like, that's why I said to you, I mean, he's a complex individual. He's not
yeah.
always right, but, you know, Dante, it's nice to see Dante and him acting like human beings to one another.
Mm-hmm. And I loved when Dante said... And, you know, in the last couple of months, we got closer. And when Olivia told Lulu, oh, don't worry, I can give you the money. And
yeah,
like,
I know. Olivia doesn't
like,
have any money.
And I'm like, wait, Olivia doesn't have money.
And as to when Sonny was saying, I want to do this for you, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, because you never paid a dime of child support.
Well, Sonny said
that.
Sonny kind
of
said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, in so many words he said it. Yeah.
But you know what? Olivia never really tracked him down for. I mean, you
no,
know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, she forfeited
yeah,
because she, obviously he can't pay child support if he didn't know he had a child.
Exactly. So it was. But I think those were really good scenes. But I thought him punching out Milo was a little bad. Like, poor Milo.
He says, yeah, I didn't give her the full Milo.
Okay, we got to stop, Kay. We need to behave ourselves.
Well, he said it.
Little Magic Milo. Magic Milo.
Mm-hmm. But no, I mean,
gotta go get People Magazine.
Mm. Why?
Hello. People's Sexiest Man Alive is the one. The only, Channing Tatum. And I have to pick it up. I voted for him this year.
He's my cousin, you know. He's my cousin.
Well, wait, are you KS?
He has the same last name as me. He's my cousin.
Can you give me his autograph?
Well, I have a cousin, Vinny.
That was funny, Carrie.
I don't have anything. But there's some other guys that you know, I think should have been in People Magazine this year, and that wasn't. I'm not gonna say anything.
You know what? I can never find a People Magazine on a Friday night here. They used to come out Saturday morning here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
so when
I
you
mean,
did that, I'm like,
I waited till Wednesday morning for People Magazine to release the picture. After everybody guessed who it was, because everybody was like, it has to be Channing Tatum because Magic Mike, 21 Jump Street, The Veil. Whatever movie was he in this year? That was it, right?
Yeah.
The last year. And at least they.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was like, no, it should have been Ryan Gosling. Okay, Ryan is a hottie. I will give him that.
Oh, Ryan,
but, like, really,
thanks for coming.
Yes. Oh,
you know what we forgot to say, Carrie?
What?
I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Also, tell people about the random tomorrow night.
Well, we have time, don't we? How many minutes we got? We'll do that.
I know. I mean, we are off air. I mean, but, you know, but people go to the random tomorrow night.
We'll be there.
Yeah, I just think next week is going to be a good week on the soaps, and I think the following week will be good, too. Sad, but good.
Every day is good.
Yeah. every day that the president doesn't interrupt. I mean, I love Obama, don't get me wrong, but could he have interrupted Leo?
Carrie, did he interrupt your show?
Yeah, a half hour. I had to watch it. I watched it on, I had to wait till SoapNet because I called up Samantha and I said, I'm sorry, I voted for him.
I was kind of, I said, I'm not happy.
You said, what she really said was, I should have voted for Romney.
Oh, that's right, yes, Romney, that's right.
But he would have took away PBS. He would have took away Big Bird.
This is true in healthcare, yeah.
Oh, well, true.
Yeah, and I watched it later
on. Twitter, too. I watched it on YouTube.
But, yeah, the thing is,
all my shows.
I'm
well,
like,
no,
why couldn't you freaking
beautiful days.
Should have interrupted the Chew and friggin' Katie.
You know what? I've been talking to Cassie about this, and I go, you know what? He could have got later in the, you know, we were talking how, okay, how can we not have him interrupt you guys, but not interrupt you? And the only time I figured this out, you guys, is 4 o'clock all the time, but then it would be going into prime time for you guys.
Well, and the thing that sucks is the West Coasters can watch it on our time, but we can't do the same. At least I don't think we can.
I don't know.
Well, I haven't really hunted for a stream for you guys or not, so, I mean, I'm sure one exists.
A hunting you will go?
I might.
A hunting.
For the big gun.
Yeah, he did interrupt the Chew, too, because that comes on at 1. He came on at 1:30. He interrupted everything. I said,
You know what? If he waited, if he did, like, an hour and a half before, he would have not interrupted anything here. And I don't think he would
I mean, thankfully, I know everybody doesn't have internet, so it sucks for them. But sometimes, you know, I had it, so I didn't. Because I was going to watch the second half. I said, I'm not going to bother. I want to see the whole thing.
I still didn't watch Bold and Beautiful that day. I don't think I'm going to.
You know, it's hard when, you know, but sometimes, you know, they do put it on all affiliates, like Days of Our Life. I just found this out. Has breaking news. They do put Days of Our Life on the affiliate. I just found that out.
We used to have 2 affiliates. I don't think we have them anymore.
Yeah.
I went to NBC.com and got Days of Our Lives, but Bold and Beautiful wasn't up when I looked. So, but I think Bold and Beautiful is a show that you can miss an episode.
Well, unless it's a really good day with Stephanie, then you're like, sick.
That's true. That's true. I had a good day with Stephanie. I might have.
So,
Candace, I've been dying to know something. Are you cooking for Thanksgiving or no?
Yeah, I'll get back to you on that one, yeah. Yeah, apparently,
thanks for sending me that SID, Gary.
Yes.
But what Ron said about Elizabeth.
I liked what he said.
What did he say?
Do it. Oh,
I saw. He says an exclusive for Richard Sims interviewing GH head writer Ron Caravati today. And the topic of Elizabeth switching the DNA test came up. Here's what Ron had to say. The thing with Elizabeth, yes, I mean people on the internet were livid that I destroyed Elizabeth's character, and I didn't. I don't see it that way at all. To me, soaps are all about people who makes mistakes. I found it incredibly a human thing to do it. Doesn't mean I don't love Elizabeth. I thought she, and then it was heartbreaking and so touching and moving when she confessed it. And I thought it showed a love of Elizabeth, not a disrespect of Elizabeth.
and the actress really delivered. I mean, that broke my heart when she admitted the truth to Jason, and I think rather than shy away from having moments like that, I embrace having moments like that.
I agree with him 100%.
I think that was a good thing.
I listened to that whole interview today. It was really good. Because,
you know, and I'm glad to see publicly, that, to me, this is the first time he's publicly acknowledged, not that I didn't think he thought Becky was a good actress, but it's nice to see that he publicly acknowledges her talents.
Yeah.
Well, it is his first time ever acknowledging her talents.
But see, I never thought that he didn't like her. I just think he was caught up in this agenda.
What?
Huh?
This perfect storm of fuckwittery, you mean?
Fuckery, fucking, you know, it's true. I mean,
because he had the previous shit to deal with. He had certain people leaving the show to deal with. He had probably, like, executives telling him what to do. So, I mean, it's just a perfect storm of crap, so.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that Elizabeth thing would have been written in there at all if someone didn't leave him holding the bag like he did.
No, he said it wouldn't have been. He said it on Twitter he wouldn't have been.
No.
I remember, you know, we said that, and that was the whole thing. And, you know, in hindsight, the way he said it, it showed, just like, put it this way, just like we're saying AJ was pushed to certain things, well, Elizabeth's not beyond that. Her human emotion got the better of her when she sees Sam getting everything, when her baby was taken from her, and that bitch watched her kid get kidnapped.
Yep.
So if I'm going to apply the same logic where I can see that AJ can get pushed to certain things, why wouldn't I afford Liz that same latitude?
Yeah.
Because you know
Ron
me,
also
I...
Said, well, Ron also said today that, I guess, because John Engel, you know, he actually had called and said he wanted to come back to the show for an episode. So they wrote something that they thought he could do. And then he said that he found out from the family later that John kind of hung on because he wanted to make sure to see that episode. And he died only a couple of days after. And Ron is, you know, trying not to cry as he's telling this story, you know. And I'm trying not to cry as I'm listening to it. But he just, I mean, a professional till the end, you know. He loved being on that show.
Well, he wanted to go back and go back, really. I think, you know, he was really trying to come back for more than one day or 2 days. And
he just couldn't physically do it, unfortunately.
That's why Ron, Frank specifically asked Ron to write something that they could do. That if they couldn't, if it turned out he couldn't basically come in, or if he couldn't do it all, that they could still, you know, work around.
It was very sobering though to see him in that wheelchair. I don't know. That for me, I'm like.
Well, the wheelchair didn't get me. The fact that he could barely just say one line is what got me.
Yeah, that too.
Because I expected him in a wheelchair.
What did he say? I love you. Was that
to Tracy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
To Tracy.
Yeah.
Which is, it's kind of nice to see that because she is his child, and even though now she's going to be doing some bad stuff, but I hope that's not what kills Edward. Oh, no. I don't think they'll do that to us.
You know, I just hope they do Edward's sad song in the tribute. Really good. I just hope they do this good.
That's like, now, AJ technically left the property, but I'm telling you, he better not get arrested for this shenanigan that Tracy played.
Well, I mean, he did cut the thing off, so. But I was surprised the cops weren't there already, because usually those things start beeping really quick. And
that's what I said, Sam. That's what I told Carrie. I said, Carrie, when he cut it off, it should have went off.
Yeah, but maybe that's what. But see, it was at the end of the show. We could see that on a Monday.
Yeah.
True.
Because it was.
He did cut it off. But the thing is that, yeah, he was tricked. Obviously, I'm surprised he fell for it because we all know how Tracy loves to trick people. That's me being nice. I can't wait to find out about, apparently there's going to be some huge surprise in Edward's will. So.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait. I hope whatever it is, it makes everybody's heads explode.
He's going to die never knowing Jake was his great-grandchild. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And apparently Daniel Edward, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if anyone
yeah,
told him.
Yeah,
know.
And then...
We don't even know if he knows a lot of things. Did he ever find out about Franco? I mean,
Well, remember they
we just
said,
will never know for sure.
Well, because then they should say, oh, yeah, Tumanga, oh, yeah, I'm going to tell Edward about Franco. But we never saw that.
Yeah, it
yeah,
could have been one of those off-screen things they just never addressed. Like, even now, I'm not fully convinced that Edward knows Jason's dead. Oh, that's right, he's not. Forget. Never mind, forget it. He's not dead.
That's why I'm, you know, I was thinking about that too the other day, too.
Yeah, I don't know if he knows that either.
Because Edward knew Robin passed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because
okay.
Remember... He was at, that was the last time John Ingle was upright and like.
Oh, that's
why.
Right, okay. Because I was trying to remember the last time we really saw him, other than you know in September and.
Yeah, when Robin died, I think really.
Yeah. You know what I'm gonna miss? I'm really gonna miss the Quatermain fights.
Oh, they'll continue. It's just not gonna be with Edward.
Well, I know.
Had a really good one the other day with Big Alice and Big Alice.
But they were funny with Edward. I miss
yeah.
Edward those Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, yeah. I still miss Lila. Those people you never get over.
I know.
No, you don't because Kathy and I. You know, I still expect to see Alice for Christmas Eve, you know, the decoration of the tree, and that can no longer be too, and it's like, that's not fair. So, yeah. Yeah. It's weird. All the really good old-time vets that we really love really have passed away in the last couple of years.
You know who I wonder if they're going to make an appearance is Audrey.
Didn't someone say she was coming back?
Oh, okay. She was supposed to come back a long time ago, but then she fell ill.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last time anyone really heard about it.
That's the problem with all those older people. They're all, you know, sick. And
you know, yeah, I mean, but Audrey and Edward had that quote. I mean, I remember that scene after Steve passed away and it was Christmas and there was a look between Audrey and Edward. It was a really nice look. And I'm like, Edward being sensitive, this is nice.
I wonder if something in Edward's will lead to something in Alan's will that they'll look into it, see that Tracy screwed around with it.
Well, I think that could be possible, but I think if that happens, Luke should not be the only one thrown in jail, okay?
Oh, of course not, because he only did it at Tracy's request.
Exactly. So, I don't want to see my Luke in jail, right, Kathy?
No, I don't want to see Luke in jail. I love Luke.
Thank you.
Well, it's a good thing they're not showing him in a Turkish prison, then.
I know. I wouldn't like to see that.
Well, I mean, the thing is, that's what I'm saying, Tracy's a hypocrite. She's talking about AJ this and AJ that. She's done just as much as him, if not more, that we don't even know about.
Yeah, she's been bad.
She's been bad.
And why does she hate Monica so much anyway? What did Monica ever do to her?
Oh, they just always...
I don't think
that Tracy had ever approved of Monica being... in the Quatermain of being married to Alan.
Yeah, because Tracy at heart is just a snob, and I don't think she ever thought Monica was
and
a
bitch. I would have never let her in my house if I was Monica.
Well, she's probably
your ass done lived off of me all these years. She ain't paid a lick of rent, nothing.
But I'm glad she's on now.
Oh, well, you know why? I kind of like Tracy. Despite her whatever, I kind of like Tracy.
Oh, I do too.
No, but okay, I'm off to Monica. Monica right now is dead to me. Ever since she stopped calling, no. Sorry,
no.
Monica can just go.
My thing with Monica.
Really, Monica should have slapped Carly a long time ago.
Oh, really?
She should have slapped her many moons ago. Because if I would have heard that bitch dumped my son in the alley and poured liquor on her,
you know
I'd have kicked that bitch's ass myself.
You know what?
She should have slapped her ass a long time ago.
Both
that slap wasn't good enough.
Oh, AJ deserves that. Sorry. In my book, go, Carly. More power to you, Carly. Go do everything you want, AJ. Monica? No, I'm
slap
sorry.
Slap
that
bitch again, Monica.
Just Carly.
Slap her again.
Carly,
slap her.
I'm just curious. Does Carly ever do anything wrong?
If she killed Liz, that would be wrong, but nothing really. She needs to be a little nicer to Liz, but besides that, no.
My problem,
someone is not wrong.
My problem with Monica was, when I really started hating Monica was when she was so mean to Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That's my problem with Monica.
Yeah, I don't hate her for it. I hate her for that, too. Oh, Christ.
You know, she sucked up to Sam. Like, Sam was, like, the princess, whatever. And with me, Elizabeth. And now she stopped calling. No, I'm done with Monica.
Monica
can go away now.
But this
she should have slapped Carly on both sides of her face.
Let me tell you something. If that was me, I'd have knocked her to the ground. But that's beside the point. Monica was wrong for treating Liz the way she was. It goes back to everything. She's right in one instance and wrong in another.
Yeah, but why do I have to hate somebody just because they did one thing I didn't like?
That's
well, I'm sorry.
I don't hate her. I don't like her.
I hate Monica ever since Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever that slap happened. No, sorry, Monica. No.
Well, so many people have slapped Carly. I'm surprised you like anyone else on the show.
Oh, Alma, I'm glad you find it so funny.
That wasn't Alma.
That was Samantha.
Samantha. Well, Samantha, I'm sorry when Monica had treats. Call me and then.
Sorry about that. I couldn't choose between the two.
No. No, I mean, no. For
I
no,
want,
I mean.
I don't want Alba
the way
to get
Monica
in trouble with something I laughed at.
Monica.
Hey, well, I'm the one to say slap her. So it's about time Carly get knocked down on her damn knees.
You know, it's about
I'm
time
sorry.
That Monica
she
maybe
needs to get on her knees a long, long, long time ago. Somebody needs to. Liz should have balled up her fist and knocked her in the ass a couple of times. So, hey, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Both fucking shit. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah,
no.
No, wait a minute. Now, did you hear what she just said? When it came to Liz should have ripped every blonde hair out of her head, threatening to take her child when Jason didn't even want that. Oh, yeah. No, I'm on Team Liz on that
right.
one.
No, I'm that was the only time I got really mad. I called the company to state out of it. But Samson glued it. Told Cosby the way Sam did. No. Samson never told Cosby about Zeke.
Well, she shouldn't have, but that doesn't make her reaction right. Oh, she tells Jason, I'm going to go get your child for you. No, bitch. Stay out of it.
Yeah, it's funny. Everyone else can do everything right in that hill, but the moment Carly does something, she's wrong.
Who did we say that she's doing right?
Oh, Carly, you got to be crazy. Because, you know, Carly has gotten away with all the things that she has done. She has not paid not one cent for
really?
Any
okay.
of the things that she's done.
Okay.
So she's getting
okay.
a little payback now. So what? Everybody
gets
their payback.
Okay. Until the day Sam and Carl paid for everything she has done, then no.
Yeah, because okay. You're paid too.
Well, you're not going to get you're not going to get an argument from us with that one.
Okay, Sam, until Sam pays for everything, then I may say, okay, maybe Carly needs, no, but until Sam and Carl gets a little what she deserves, no.
Well, to tell you the truth.
Oh, well, then nobody's ever going to have to pay for anything. Then I guess AJ won't have to pay for what he's done until Sam McCall is paid for what she's done.
I never said that, Samantha.
I know, I just did.
Yeah, no. In my opinion, AJ said in the jail and the civil.
We're playing by the... Well, no, I like AJ, so I don't think he should pay for anything he's ever done.
You know something, I am hoping that this opens the door, that maybe, my only hope is that maybe someday that they will make Sam pay for what she's done. Her she's up next.
Not only does she pay, just bring her shit out. Most
well,
people
yeah,
has never
say.
Even been out.
That's
the thing, nobody knows
say.
What she's done.
Most people don't know what she's done.
No.
No, exactly.
And
Anya, I don't know why. Yeah, I mean, only a few people know about that.
Yeah,
Callie should know about that.
Yeah,
she
does.
Callie, I don't think Callie knows.
No, she doesn't. That's
yeah, Callie should know. That's what we just said. Callie should know what Lil Sam did, and I would love to see that back on the pool table fighting over that one. That would be funny. But no, until Sam and Carl pays, and you know, I mean, come on, Spinelli knows what Sam did. Spinelli out Sam, please.
Carly, not only did Spinelli not out Sam, he was defending her in the car that day too, Jason. Oh, maybe she didn't do it and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I know. But the evidence is there, right there, about the, you know, guns in the park, and, you know, Sonny Little Fire needs to go be back in play. Sonny, open that fire that you have on that bitch. Bring Amelia back. Oh, yeah, bring Amelia back. That
doesn't
would be good.
Doesn't Tracy have a file on her, too?
A file on who?
Samantha Morgan.
Yep, yes, she did.
Good for Tracy. Go, Tracy.
Maybe when Sam tries to collect with her sons, that's when Tracy will use it to oust her out of the family. Hmm.
Oh, we can hope so.
Mhm. Well, this has been fun, but I gotta go.
Well,
yeah,
why?
And I got a few things I have to do.
Well, maybe we can.
I'm gonna go
get
you something to eat.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I'll talk to you all later.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.